This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Aurora Public Schools says its students are about a year behind expectations in reading and writing. And in math, students regressed about 4 years. Superintendent Rico Munn gave the frank assessment of the pandemic's impact on learning at a special board meeting Monday night.
We cannot paint a rosy picture about that. We can't pretend otherwise. There are clear challenges that have been created by the pandemic.
The Aurora District has compiled a 10-page document on lessons learned. Meeting the basic needs of struggling families will continue to be one of its planning priorities. The district served 7.7 million meals during the pandemic, and Munn says roughly 7 to 8% of them were for adults. United Airlines says it's bringing up to 3,000 new jobs to its Denver hub over the next 4 years. The jobs are part of a nationwide expansion as United adds 270 new planes to its fleet, the largest order in the airline's history. Colorado released retail spending numbers from April, the latest update on how the state is rebounding from COVID-19. Denverite's Kevin Beatty dug in.
The data show Denver's restaurants and bars brought in almost as much cash as they did in February of 2020, one benchmark for the pre-pandemic economy. Statewide, those businesses passed that checkpoint in March, but the hotel industry still has a ways to go. Across the state and in Denver, spending on accommodations rose, but they were still down 40% compared to pre-COVID levels. Kevin Beatty, Denverite.
You're listening to CPR News and to All Things Considered. Coming up, the STEM school in Highlands Ranch has weathered many crises over the past several years. Now hundreds are calling for the removal of the school's leader.
The sheer magnitude of the numbers of the people that are leaving is really telling that there's something amiss.
Former staff point to a toxic workplace culture they say goes back years. CPR's education reporter Jenny Brundine will have that story for us coming up in 10 minutes. If you're a podcast person, boy, do we have some fresh shows for you. Our podcast about life after marijuana legalization on Something is on its third season. And right now it is looking at what drug laws and the cannabis business can teach us about social equity. You can find that towards the bottom of our homepage at CPR.org. Grand Junction right now is at 81 degrees, mostly clear with some rain this evening. This is CPR.